We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, an American girl on a great American Monday. Or is that a post-American Monday? It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with this for a minute. You got to understand something. This new Trump-Russia story, right? Before we dive into this, let's remind ourselves again what the media's track record is on Trump-Russia stories. Because it ain't good.
No, they're batting zero right now.
There was collusion. Yes, there was. No, okay, I guess there wasn't. That was after, what, a year? But the hacking! They hacked the election! Have you noticed they're not saying that anymore?
Yeah.
Using that term, hacked the election?
Yeah.
Because they didn't hack anything. Can't prove they did. Some of the most stunning testimony I've ever heard from CrowdStrike. The only folks who've ever seen the DNC server.
Although, not only did they can't they prove that it happened, there was no evidence that it happened.
No. They literally can't prove it happened because under oath, the head of CrowdStrike, keep in mind, FBI, CIA, I got to remind you this morning, never saw the server. They never even asked for it.
Well, even the Obama administration said that it didn't happen.
Yeah. No, I mean, they didn't ask for it because they knew it wasn't hacked. And so they finally hauled CrowdStrike in under oath, and CrowdStrike had to admit that they had no proof the server was hacked at all. And then they were asked, like, why are you telling us then that it was hacked by the Russians? We don't actually know that it was hacked by the Russians because we don't know that it was hacked. Oh. So there's no collusion. No. And there's no evidence of Russian hacking. No. So what did Russia do in that election? I don't know. Got me. Some people who were Russian ran some Facebook ads, but that, I mean, less than $3,000 in any swing state, more than half the spending after the election. You got me. I don't know. But it lives on in legend. And so the media's trying to, they're going to Russia angle again, Lee, and I'm sure this won't work any better than the last time they tried it. Whenever the media says Russia, my mind just snaps off. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. You're lying to me again. The story goes, okay, by the way, we're about to tear this to pieces. The story goes that Russia was paying bounties to Taliban members to go after U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Because, you know, they'd never go after them any other way, right? They have no history of that.
Yeah.
There's no history of fighting with the Taliban in Afghanistan. This was supposed to be proof that Trump looked the other way, that he was told about it, was given options for dealing with it, and he just didn't because, you know, as we know, Putin owns it, right? No, wait, that's never been proven. In fact, it was debunked. There is no connection between the Trump campaign and Putin, period. End of memo. That's the conclusion of the Mueller report. But whatever, they're assuming the American public doesn't know that, and they're building upon the lie. There's a problem, though. And you know, when I read this weekend, I immediately just started shaking my head and laughing. This is based on unnamed officials citing unnamed intelligence. You know how this goes, right? Anonymous. Yeah, right. So Catherine Herridge, who actually does have sources, she's a CBS News reporter now. Although at the rate this is going, I don't know that will last long. She used to be at Fox. She went through this whole thing. So Trump was, maybe he was told about it. Maybe he was briefed, but maybe he wasn't. But maybe if he wasn't, then that's because they're afraid to tell him because he's in love with the Russians. What? Anyway, she debunked this over the weekend, writing that senior intelligence officials tell CBS News the GRU Taliban bounty allegations are not contained in the president's daily brief, which is the highly classified daily summary of national security issues delivered to the president, key cabinet secretaries, and advisors. The official confirmed the NSC has been doing due diligence and going back through their files since the story broke Friday, and they have not found the intelligence assessment described in the media reporting. The official said the review is ongoing, but given the current talks with the Taliban, intel about a GRU operation involving the Taliban targeting U.S. forces would have risen to the level of inclusion in the PDB. And the IC has denied this, as has the director of national intelligence. The intelligence simply doesn't exist. So that they made this up. It's fake.
Well, they either made it up or someone leaked it to them, leaked a fake story to them. And
yeah,
quite
and they
honestly,
just ran with it without
that
checking.
That needs to be investigated. I mean, seriously, if you have got somebody within the bureaucracy of the White House, if you've got someone within the bureaucracy of the federal government, Department of Defense, whatever, that is deliberately putting either false information, misleading information, or information that may not actually be credible, and leaking this to the press, that's classified information, isn't it?
Well,
it is
yeah,
a nationally
security
situation.
Who would investigate it?
Not well, that's the
FBI
that's,
doesn't
yeah,
do that
that's
anymore.
Right. No,
remember? Because
yeah,
they
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't do
we,
that.
We don't look at that anymore.
No,
that,
I mean, they literally don't. They explain to Trey Gowdy, they just literally don't. If it hurts Trump, that's not for investigation by the FBI. It doesn't matter.
I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. If this were true, I would be concerned about it, and it should be investigated. But it's like...
Sure, but it's not.
But it's not. And this is...
Let's look at the irony of something here, though. Nancy Pelosi was all over the television, just absolutely horrified and aghast. She believes this absolutely, and it's got to be. There's no other reason. It's got to be because Trump is helping Putin.
We have called for a report to the Congress on this. This is as bad as it gets. I don't know what the Russians have on the president politically, personally, financially, or whatever it is, but he wants to ignore.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let me get straight, Nancy. Let me try to understand this. You're upset that the idea that an enemy of ours would try to kill our troops, allegedly. You're upset about that. That is new for Nancy. Because let's not forget where Nancy was in the beginning of the year. And I'm saying the Russians did this. I seriously doubt it. But given the track record of Russia's stories with our media, right? Let's remember where Nancy was in January when we learned for a fact, as reported in the mainstream media, absolute fact, no one debated it, that over 600 American troops had been killed by Iran. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that part. We know for a fact Iran paid bounties for dead Americans and provided explosively formed perpetrators, you know, devices, basically, to Shia and Sunni insurgents in Iraq and Taliban in Afghanistan that killed a minimum of 500 U.S. soldiers or Marines. This is undisputed. At the time, it wasn't disputed. And wounded and maimed scores more. And yet, Obama deemed Iran a fitting partner for a sweetheart deal. Billions of dollars on pallets of cash, right? So when Obama was caught in a scandal very closely mirroring this, he sent pallets of cash to Iran as a reward. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And whose side was Nancy on again? Iran's. Mm-hmm. Iran's. And then when Iran hit us again, as Obama had allowed them to do for 8 years and rewarded them with cash payments, what did Nancy do again? Whose side did Nancy take? Remind me.
Yeah, that would be the Iranian side.
That would be the Iranian side. Yeah. So with Nance, killing Americans is not a big deal. You get rewarded for that in cash. Our military service members is really good. And we ship it in non-U.S. denominations to try to hide what we're doing. But then when Congress finds out, they're A-okay with it.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Yes,
yeah,
it's no big deal. So
supplying a bunch of cash to a state sponsor of terrorism is not a problem for a Democrat administration.
No. And then we looked at him and went, you know, these Iranians who we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I mean, Nancy doesn't even dispute, nobody does, that they killed 600 of our service members. This says 500, but it was 600 at the time, minimum. We look at them and we go, you know, that they might have killed hundreds of our service members, but that is a country that needs some help on nuclear weapons. That's a good country right there. We need to help them get some nuclear weapons. We need to give them the cash for that. We need to go ahead and drop the sanctions that keep them from developing the nukes, or at least help to. We need to do that. Oh, and we need to drop any sort of verification so that they can develop the nukes right under our noses. That was the Democrats' response when we knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that Iran had killed U.S. service members. And do you remember the reaction when Trump, Lee, bombed the guy who did it and killed him, Soleimani, who richly deserved what he got?
Oh, yeah, they were all upset about that.
Some in Hollywood literally in tears. I mean, apologizing to the Iranian people, wishing they could bring Soleimani back. So I guess he could kill another 600. So the idea this morning, y'all, that Democrats care about enemies of ours who kill U.S. soldiers when that's documented in an indisputable fact, the idea that they care about the death of U.S. soldiers, to me is just laughable. It's funny. But it's nice to watch Nancy play it up for the cameras now. So let's listen to that again when we remember Nancy's history of siding with the people who killed U.S. soldiers.
We have called for a report to the Congress on this. This is as bad as it gets.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Nancy, if it were up to you, it'd be shipping them pallets of cash, right? Or looking the other way while other Democrats did it. Isn't that your history? Isn't it just so funny how they can twist stuff like this?
It's
sad.
They
just twist it. They just twist it.
The only thing worse than a Biden presidency is the thought of her being the Speaker of the House for another 2 years.
Oh, I know. I wonder how many more pallets of cash they'd get from Biden. What do you think? Billions? Maybe, tens of billions?
Maybe worth getting into the pallet building business.
You know, maybe you and I could go in on that, right? Do you know how to change cash into foreign denominations? I'm just asking for a friend. Hey, a girl's got to figure out how to make money in a Democrat administration, right?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, panic has ensued. More people. There are more positives, I should say. Numbers climbing. Coronavirus cases in South Carolina. So it's going to be pretty hard soon to find any place you can grocery shop around here without mandatory mask rule. $25 fee. Fine, I should say, if you get caught without it. We've now had Clemson has passed a face covering ordinance. Greenville City has passed a face covering ordinance. Spartanburg, the city of Spartanburg, not the county, the city of Spartanburg passed one on Friday, and now the city council of Greer is considering one that'll be midway through July. They'll be voting on that. So your options for shopping without the mask are narrowing considerably. And quite frankly, you've got terror spreading throughout the county. I mean, I don't know how else you look at this. The percentage of parents, God bless them too. I mean, I feel bad for people. Afraid to send their kids back to school in the fall. And look, with these numbers, folks, kids aren't going back to school in the fall. You need to start planning for that. You know, they did this survey. More than half, about 55%, this is the Greenville News, so it might be true. More than half, or about 55% of the 27,000 survey respondents said they either would not send their children back to school or they were unsure if they would. About 45% of respondents said they would send their kids back without a vaccine. 12% said they would not, and 43% were unsure. So parents are really rebelling here against the idea of sending their kids back. 84% said they would participate in e-learning if given that given that option. Now, here's where it gets bizarre, okay? This is where it gets just downright stupid. Most respondents said they preferred a blend of e-learning and in-person schedules where you actually go to school but only a couple days a week over a full e-learning plan. Folks, we're not going to do this, are we? Are we not going to pretend that if we send the kids to school on Tuesday and Thursday, but not Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, that they can't get the COVID? Tell me we're not going to do that. No, I'd like that. That's what parents said. Most respondents said they preferred a blend of e-learning and in-person schedule. Folks, if we're going to send them to school 2 days a week or 3 days a week, just send them to school. Let's not be stupid. This is like, well, you know, I can't get it. It's a convenience store. I don't need a mask there, but I can get it at the pharmacy and the grocery. Oh, God, I need a mask there. Y'all, God, have we lost all common sense? So as you're traveling around town and more people are wearing masks because they have to, and this place looks like Pandemica. It's easy to panic. It's easy to think it's terrible. You're hearing about spikes. It's horrible. It's out of control. Let's have a little perspective on this. A little perspective. Got this out of the Greenville News, too, so it might be true. I don't know. You never know with them. Here's the headline on the article. You can read it yourself. As COVID-19 cases soar, deaths in South Carolina hold steady for now. Steady. Okay, like, so we got the parents of Greenville County. I'm not knocking them, but they're terrified. They're terrified to send their kids back. I don't blame them with the coverage they see on the news every day. But like, how many deaths are we talking? Okay. The population of Greenville County is 523,542. A little over 500,000. It's the population of Greenville County. How many deaths from COVID are we seeing a week right now? What would you guess? Hundreds? Dozens? Less than five. Less than five. COVID deaths, June 1st through the 23rd, 15. Almost exactly the same as the same period last month, but whatever. That's less than five a week. So that means what? We're losing conservatively 20 a month. I mean, I don't want to make light of that. I'm not doing that. I don't want anyone to die. 20 a month. Less than 20 a month. In a county of how many again? 523,000. Okay. And we're going to potentially shut schools down for that. And none of them are kids. Okay. I just want to make sure that we're doing math here. I just want to make sure we're doing math. Listen, folks. Less than five a week. 500,000 population in the county. It's for Greenville County. So you know what? Please take precautions. But don't live your life in fear. Don't. Those are the numbers. I like those odds. Honestly, I still remain more terrified to drive in Greenville County than I do to go out and shop without a mask in Greenville County. But that's just me. I deal in math and reality.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here's Doug on line one, Ingles Advantage Chalk Line. Hey, Doug, what's up?
Good morning. I just have another statistic for you.
Okay.
For your argument. I know a woman that works at a nursing home in Greenville County, and she said that every single death in that nursing home is counted as a virus death because they get a check from the government for $13,000. And you extrapolate that across the country, how many nursing homes are counting up deaths that are really not virus deaths?
A lot.
Pretty curious.
A lot. Actually, we had, let me grab this from Friday. We don't know nursing homes. They don't have that number. But we're beginning to get numbers from other places. For instance, Doug, a review of Minnesota deaths. This is through late May. Found of 741 registered COVID deaths. Fewer than 41% listed COVID as the primary cause. By that standard, George Floyd, who died in police custody but tested positive for the Wuhan coronavirus, would have been counted as a COVID-19 fatality had his death not been so well publicized.
You're right. I agree. I think that's probably correct.
Yes.
Scary.
Yeah, no, it is. It is scary. And we had several of these on Friday. Remember San Diego County? The supervisor, Jim Desmond, went and did a radio interview and admitted of the 194 COVID-19 deaths they had recorded, just six were true COVID deaths.
Right.
Six were true COVID deaths. Let me keep going. Let me keep going here just to answer your question. And thank you, Doug. Centers for Disease Control. This was June 24th, straight off their site. Quote, for 7% of the deaths, COVID-19 was the only cause mentioned. What? So just 7% were true COVID deaths? For 7% of the deaths, COVID-19 was the only cause mentioned. For deaths with conditions or causes in addition to COVID, that'd be the other 93%. On average, there were 2.5 additional conditions or causes per death. And we're seeing that exact same thing here in South Carolina. So it's nuts. Hey, I want to jump on something too. Your humble host has been badly abused by Facebook. And it bothers me because it hurts my credibility. And I want to point something out. And for those of you, this is the self-promotion part of the show, and I don't apologize for it. I'm usually, if you're new here, so far ahead of the curve that at times I sound a little loony until I'm right. And you've watched me, those of you who've been with me for a long time, 12, 13 years, you know that I often run so far ahead of the curve that it defies, like I sometimes sound nuts. Like the time I told you, don't worry, there's not going to be genocide in Syria. Russia's going to step up and take care of it. I was the only one saying that beside a four-star general. And we were right. Nailed it. And I've done that with a lot of things. I'm so far out front that, you know, even though all the Republicans or Democrats are saying something and I'm not, I sound a little nuts. Like I did in March when one of my posts on Facebook went viral. Once it hit the 300,000 mark, Facebook slapped it down with a false content warning. Thanks to the sleuthing skills of producer Chris, I wish I had caught this. Turns out I was right and they were wrong. What did I write? I'll recap. This has always confounded me. It will continue to confound me. How on earth could over 500,000 flights into the U.S. occur, including thousands directly from Wuhan, December and January, before Trump did the travel ban. Where was the mass death? Right? We should have had a ton of death. Our virologists should have noticed a ton of death, right? This thing is, man, God, it's deadly. 120, 130,000 people. But the media, and I noticed this from the beginning, has always treated the born on date for coronavirus as the middle of January, when the WHO admitted it existed and could transfer human to human. Okay, we now know they were lying in that tweet in the middle of January when they finally admitted it could transfer human to human. They were denying that in December. And we would later find out Taiwan told them. They knew the last week of December. Last week of December. So that's like 3 weeks worth of flights right into here, right? Past when the WHO knew it was real. We know, again, over 500,000 people. Think about this for a minute. This is common sense. You have to be a virologist. I'm not, but I got it right. Over 500,000 people flew in here from China, including from Wuhan, in December and January. Direct flights. Where are the deaths? It's highly contagious. My God, you got to wear a mask to go to the grocery store. It's so terrifying. Where were the deaths? Should have been a massacre in January. Should have been a massacre by the end of December. According to Greenville News this weekend, they said it takes 2 weeks before you get fully sick. All right, by December, we ought to all been keeled over. Nobody noticed. I mean, there literally was nothing. And I come back through LexisNexis. I could find no, and I exhausted. I spent hours going through the search terms, deaths, virologist and death, everything. Nobody noticed. How is that possible? Well, Facebook slapped a partially false warning on my viral post and locked me out of my site for posting it. And I'd merely asked the question, I hadn't purported it as fact, where were the deaths? How did we not notice? And if we did not notice, could this thing possibly be as deadly as they were claiming? At the time, 3.4% death rate. We now know that was exaggerated by a factor of at least 10 times. They slapped it down and marked it as false. No, we all know coronavirus wasn't in the country back in December. It was not anywhere. Oh, look. Headline, BBC. Coronavirus was already in Italy by December, wastewater studies finds. So it did leave China by the beginning of December. National Institutes of Health said water from Milan and Turin showed genetic virus traces on 18 December in the sewer system. Well, wait a minute. Were we not told that Italy was a massacre? Oh, everybody's dying. They're just all dying. All the deaths are overwhelmed. Well, it was there in December. I looked back to find the first Italy death stories. You know when they started? February. Mass death started in February. It was convenient. Well, why wasn't there mass death in December? In Italy. We know it was in the sewer system. It had passed through people's bodies. It's highly contagious. My God, you got to wear a mask, right? Where was the mass death in December? I'm just curious. I mean, surely, well, oh my God, the story, hospitals overwhelmed. And it turned out they weren't overwhelmed all across Italy. It was just in a small section. And then our NIH, remember, went over there and found only 12% of the Italian deaths were true COVID. So it's fake. So why was COVID in the sewer system in detectable amounts in December, but there were no stories about deaths in Italy in December or January? Isn't that weird that nobody noticed until the WHO told us to freak 2/3 of the way through January? And if it was in Italy, 18 December, darn Skippy, it was here, 500,000 flights. Where were the deaths? They should have noticed. They might not have known it was COVID-19. They should have noticed a mass rash of deaths. But they did not. Not in America, not in Italy. Wasn't even reported. It's just weird. Anyway, just wanted to note, I got it right. Facebook chat fact check me is wrong. Time proved me right. The fact check, by the way, is still on my post. I wear it as a badge of honor. Asking this morning the question I asked and originally got temporarily banned from Facebook for, a content warning slapped on my post. I was asking a question. That was the crazy part. It was an editorial. With 500,000 flights per month into the country from Wuhan, they went into Italy too. How on earth did we not notice mass death in December and January? It was a question, not a fact. But I got fact-checked and labeled partially false after it went viral. Now we find out I was right. It was in Italy in the sewer system by December 18th, according to the BBC. Yet the news reports of mass death overwhelmed hospitals did not begin until February in Italy. I double-checked this week on LexisNexis. They're not there. Didn't happen. There's nothing. Nothing. Nothing from December, nothing from January in Italy. And then the WHO announces this is deadly, and all of a sudden everybody's dying in Italy. But we know for a fact it was in the sewer system there on December 18th. How did nobody notice the deaths? Maybe they wouldn't have known it was COVID. But a spike in deaths, the kind that overwhelms hospitals and leaves people to die in the hospital hallways? Where was it? I can explain it, actually. The Italian deaths were made up. Italy is regularly overwhelmed during the flu season. Happens all the time. As one Stanford professor attempted to tell us at the time, but nobody would listen. Italy later admitted that just 12% of their their COVID deaths were actual pure COVID deaths. We know that because our NIH went and did a survey of it. Laura Ingraham reported it on Fox News. It was reported in a lot of other places, too. I got it right. And I was just asking the question. The content warning is still on Facebook, on my post. Which shows you they are absolutely terrified of anyone questioning the narrative. Again, I didn't try to, I didn't use facts. I questioned it. Well, I questioned it with facts. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, why are they singling out grocery stores and pharmacies to wear a mask? What happened to Lowe's, Home Depot, and PetSmart? Oh, you can't get it there. Oh, you know what's so funny? The other cities are copying them too now, like Spartanburg, and they're not making you wear a mask into the Lowe's and Home Depot. This is so stupid. I go shopping at the grocery store, got to wear the mask, but then I go across town to the Home Depot and I don't? Okay. Sure. Texter writes, I must be nuts too. Before you announce the ideas for your broadcast, I'm already thinking the same as you do. And that didn't come from my husband either, so that's pretty cool. Texter writes, between my wife and I, talking about schools, we have taken about an 8% cut in our pay currently. If school does not reopen in the fall, one of us will be required to quit working. We will have our annual income cut by 60% if this goes into effect. We will be ruined financially. I doubt you're alone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.